Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The annual Housatonic River Ice Watch in Kent, a game to guess when the ice on the river will melt each year, will begin ticking this year on February 20th. When the ice begins to melt and move down the river, the tripod goes with it. Once the tripod moves 100 feet from its starting point, the clock will stop, the time is recorded, and there will be a winner. The deadline for submitting guesses, which cost $2, is midnight February 19th each year. All guesses for when the river will melt must be between February 20th at 12:01 a.m. and April 30th at midnight. There's always a contest regardless of the ice. The game turns into a drawing of a ticket. During the past 40 years, there have only been 8 drawings. Tickets to make guesses are available for sale at a variety of locations around Kent. One location is the Kent Post Office. Look for the white boxes with the tripod on them. You can put your money and ticket with the guess right in the envelope and place it in that box. Elizabeth Slotnick of the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission told the Board of Selectmen about the latest plan for the house on 414 Millerton Road. That residence, which sits on 4 acres, was acquired by the town in the purchase of land for the new transfer station. The commission originally had talked about converting it into a two-family house, but a state grant application for the project was rejected. The town is hoping a local family whose members work or volunteer in town might be appropriate tenants. Slotnick said the proposal calls for rehabilitating one side of the house and leaving the garage for a future project. She said because it's not been lived in for quite some time, the interior needs a lot of work. First Selectman Curtis Rand said a town meeting would have to be held to discuss a vote on the rental. The Sharon Board of Selectmen regular meeting will be held at Town Hall at 2 o'clock. Also coming up tonight, Sharon Housing Authority and Sharon Expansion Corporation have their regular meeting at Town Hall. That's at 5 p.m. The Sharon Board of Education, Board of Selectmen, and Board of Finance Joint Committee Task Force on Strategic Planning will be meeting tonight at Sharon Center School in between 5:30 and 7:30 in the evening. The Salisbury Pathways Committee has a meeting coming up tonight at 5:30 at the Salisbury Town Hall downstairs meeting room on the first floor. Also tonight, the Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has their meeting at 6:30. Ash Wednesday at St. John Church in the Wilderness, Copake Falls. Lent begins the 14th with Ash Wednesday services at 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. The Pine Plains Adult Recreation Program sponsoring a senior services event. That comes up Wednesday at 10:30 at the community room of the Pine Plains Free Library. Learn about local senior services, including nutrition, fraud, Medicare, and more. On the 14th, Red Hook Library, enjoy lunch and chocolates. While Historic Red Hook presents the history of Red Hook's chocolate factory, registration is required. It's at 12 p.m. The music department of Housatonic Valley Regional High School is having a pasta dinner silent auction on Wednesday from 5 till 7 at the high school. The musicians will be traveling to a music competition in Disney in Florida in the spring. Tickets for the dinner and auction, $10 for adults, children 10 and under, $8. Takeouts available. The snow date is Thursday, the 15th. The Greater Faith Mission in Wingdale, New York, is having Ash Wednesday service at 7 p.m. at the church. On Facebook, you'll find them, Greater Faith Mission. On the 15th in Rhinebeck, the Clinton Library Lunch and Learn, famous love stories of the Gilded Age. Enjoy a light lunch followed by stories of love and devotion. Research by Maria Reynolds, curator of the Stattsburg State Historic Site. That's at 12:30. Bard College on the 15th presents Joe Hagan discussing his book Sticky Fingers, The Life and Times of Jen Wenner and Rolling Stone Magazine with Stephen Metcalf, host of the Slate Cultural Gabfest. That's at 5 p.m. There's a Someone Special in Me dance coming up on Friday, the 16th, from 6 to 8 at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village, for elementary and middle school girls and their Someone Special. Tickets include the girl and Someone Special are $20. More information at 860-387-5549 or 860-309-0738. By the way, light snacks and refreshments will be served. A photographer will capture special moments. Several surprises are planned for the night. Recommended dress, formal ties for men, evening party dresses for girls, sponsored by the Center on Main. The Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents Cymbeline by William Shakespeare, directed by Parker Reed, February 16th and 17th at 7:30, February 18th at 2:30 in the Walker Auditorium at Hotchkiss School. Tickets are available at the door. Noble Horizons presents Energy Saving Lighting Fair on the 17th from 10 until 2. And Climate Change, 5 Reasons to be Optimistic About Our Future at 11 o'clock. More information at noblehorizons.org. The town of Amenia has signups for baseball, Little League, Amenia residents only, and softball on February 17th and February 24th from 10 till 1 at Town Hall, ages 3 through 12 year old. Fees $25 for Amenia residents, $40 for non-Amenia residents. Contact Christine at 845-705-7127. On the 17th in Great Barrington, Monument Valley Middle School, Berkshire-grown Witter Farmers Market, featuring locally grown and produced foods, including fruits and vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, preserved foods, and more. That'll run from 10 until 2. Also on the 17th in Falls Village, it's back, Midwinter's Night in the Village. The D.M. Hunt Library brings back its popular midwinter fundraiser. Warm up with music, poetry, comedy, games, hors d'oeuvres, home-baked treats, wine and beer, and more. That runs from 5 till 8 p.m. The Cornwall Library presents Dancing Under the Stars, a night of great food and dancing, with music by Bob Parker's Jive by Five Band. $30 per person includes a buffet dinner. There's a cash bar. It's Saturday from 6 until 9 p.m., Pine Street in Cornwall. RSVP at 860-672-6874. The American Legion Auxiliary of Millerton on Sunday hosts their 14th annual Chili Cook-Off and Daytona 500 party. There'll be multiple raffles, including 2 golf packages to local golf clubs, People's Choice Award, and cash prizes for the top 3 chili entries. Your chili in a crock pot should be there at the American Legion Hall, Route 44 in Millerton, between 11 and noon. There's no entry fee for the contest. General admission to the party is $10 for adults and $5 for children under 12. For more information, 518-325-9889. The Kildonan School is holding an open house on Monday, February 19th, President's Day, at 6 p.m. Prospective students and families can enjoy a bowl of chili and learn about the academic year for Kildonan and Camp Dunnebeck programs from current students, teachers, and administrators. More information or registration at 845-373-2012. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 410.37 to 24,601.27 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 6981.96 and the S&P 500 at 2656.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.